is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Zimbabwe's military said Wednesday it has seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Major General S.B. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state broadcasting facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political situation that could turn violent. Mr. Mugabe has told South African President Jacob Zuma he is fine, but confined to his home. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from the government. A party statement called that treasonable conduct. John Campbell is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
John Campbell of the Council on Foreign Relations. President Trump is back at the White House following a 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia, and he's expressing pride in what was accomplished.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair, we're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
President Donald Trump speaking at the White House. This is VOA News.